Jerry Bader Show, 1019. Again, we are on location until 11 o'clock. Those of you listening in central Wisconsin, if you can stop by and bring something nice for the kids and families or children with cancer, cash, one of the gifts that we have at jerrybadershow.com, the list there of the things that we need at the Families of Tile. Anything you can do to help out, we're here till 11, 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. And it would be greatly appreciated if you could help out. And anything you can do, again, you got a business. In fact, Jazz Construction gave a very nice contribution. Almost forgot to mention them. Jazz Construction, your business comes out and does something nice, we would be most thankful. And we do have someone stopping by right now, Chris Conley, speaking with them. So, again, 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. If we're here till 11, please stop by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids. If you can do that, would be most appreciative. The Daubert Law Firm, greatly appreciate that. They just brought something by. They're right there in Wausau, brought a nice contribution. Anything you can do like that, greatly appreciated. All right. So a loyal listener on WHBL in Sheboygan sent me a story today from Channel 4 in Milwaukee. And now, we were fortunate, and when our kids were young and we were living in Sheboygan, I remember, and my wife would be much better at this because she dealt with all of this, I remember at least one lice letter. If you don't know what I mean by a lice letter, Jeff over there is like, oh, yeah, I got copy that, Houston. You get the letter home in their Wednesday folder, or if they've got to send it, no, it's more urgent than that. A child in your child's classroom has had lice, and as a result, the child, dot, 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 dot. And what has happened historically in any school anywhere is the child is taken out until they are lice-free. Well, that's not fair. At least that's the logic now. Jason, go ahead and play the story from Channel 4.
New at 6, you might call this head-scratching. School districts in southeast Wisconsin are kind of backing away from long-standing head lice policies. Our Tom Murray is here to explain why. Tom?
Well, Mike, as parents, we certainly don't want our kids bringing home head lice. We found that for many school districts, gone are the days of immediately removing a child with lice from the classroom.
We spoke with parents at the end of the Cooper Elementary school day in Sheboygan. Moms and dads who dread dealing with lice.
They got to be scrubbed down head to toe, then you got to start picking through the hair.
You know, sounds like you've dealt with this.
Oh, we had a scare where we thought because someone at school had it.
The Sheboygan Area School District, like many others, relaxed their head lice policy in recent years. Routine classroom checks are out. Students found with live lice eggs, called nits, may stay in class for the rest of the school day and even ride the bus home. The rules are similar in the nearby Plymouth School District.
If a student is found with lice, we notify the parent, we have the student treated, and we send letters home to the parents.
Superintendent Kerry Dasso says they want students back in school.
We're all about education here, and so of course it's very important for us to have children in the classroom as much as possible.
Head lice are tiny parasites that live and feed on the scalp.
Start using the comb to remove the nits.
There are several videos on YouTube that show parents how to treat the insects with special shampoos.
Make sure we don't get any hair.
Well, just the thought of head lice may be enough to give you the willies. They're not as contagious as some may think. Doctors say head lice are a nuisance, but they don't spread disease. The American Academy of Pediatrics says no child should be excluded from or allowed to miss school time for head lice. No nit policies for return to school should be abandoned.
And in Sheboygan, where kids found with live head lice are allowed to stay the rest of the school day, teachers are supposed to keep them out of activities like dress up or anything that would involve touching other kids. Mike?
Always a parent's concern. Thanks, Tom. It is hard to prevent the spread of head lice, but the best ways are to avoid head-to-head contact. Don't share clothing like hats or scarves or coats, and don't share combs, brushes, or towels.
All right, I think it's insane. So the whole crux of the story is, look, head lice isn't that easily spread. And then they say how difficult it is to avoid the spread lice and tell you all the tips you can do. What the hell? Okay, so the Pediatrics Society, whatever that was, says no child should be allowed to miss school or be forced out of school, and they don't do the regular checks anymore. I remember this at our daughter's school in Sheboygan, and I think this is the politically correct feel-good, well, we don't want to stigmatize the child, and it's wrong for that child to miss school. Now, granted, they don't spread disease, and it's not going to kill your kid, but I have talked to parents that dealt with it, and it is a major, major pain in the butt. Kids do wrestle around. They do contact. I think this is nuts. Seth, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, I didn't hear the audio, but are they saying that it is not possible to be, it's not contagious, it's not able to be spread from child to child to child? I mean, you
they
know,
say
oh,
the
don't
risk,
wear the hat, don't wear the hat.
Yeah, okay. They say the risk is low. I think that's nonsense.
Well, it is nonsense because, look, if there's a child in class with my kid that has something that causes me to have to go through inconvenience and all that other stuff, well, now there's a – that's asinine. The second thing is, what about – they're saying they don't want to stigmatize the child.
Right.
They don't want to – all right, what about having to be in class and everybody else in class knows that you've got lice?
Great point.
Okay, what – you're going to get teased. You're going to have a stigma. You're going to have stigma.
You're going to be
Cooties
Carl is what you're going to be.
Yeah, they're going to distance themselves from you. Because what age bracket are we talking about here? Grade school?
Elementary, yeah.
Elementary.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they're very mature. And they're very understanding about these kind of things. They're very much going to say, oh, everything's fine. Come sit with me at lunch. No, they're not. You're going to have this kid sitting by himself.
Okay, that's a great point. But I think minimizing the risk is just not here's. I know where they're coming from on this. It's not going to kill your kid, and the lice don't carry any disease. But why should I have to have my child exposed? Because I have known parents. It is a pain in the butt to get rid of.
I had an experience not with lice, but with scabies many, 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 many years ago. And basically it was still kind of the same thing. It's disgusting. Again, I do not want to have my child exposed. I understand not wanting to stigmatize the other child, but I don't want my kid exposed. There's no reason for it.
Chris made a couple of good points. What about pink eye? What about strep? Now, again, neither of those are going to kill you, but they are a pain in the butt to deal with. If you want to weigh in on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And by the way, just so the Sheboygan story isn't mischaracterized, here's what happened is Channel 4 has discovered that schools all over the country are doing this. Apparently there's a head lice outbreak at Cooper Elementary, I believe it was, in Sheboygan. And as a result, they don't send the kid home anymore. This very likely is the policy if you have a kid at your elementary school.
Well, and I also understand that I know that the medication for head lice is relatively inexpensive. So it's not a monetary problem, but it is an inconvenience problem. Why should I be forced to have the potential of having this inconvenience when it's not necessary? And kids in grade school can take their work home. They can do it via the laptop or the computer, or they can take their work home the old-fashioned way, print it out, do it, and bring it back.
Here's the other element of this. The policy's been changed where they don't even check for head lice anymore. So that's how they're trying to destigmatize it. You know what they're going to do? Everyone's going to end up with this. Well, it's just head lice, Seth. I mean, just don't be so damned intolerant.
Yeah, I you know, you're right. I apparently I am a licist. Apparently you're right. You've helped me see the error of my ways. I should embrace all kinds of parasitical creatures. I'm a Democrat now.
To JR in Wausau. JR, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how about the teacher strikes? Not allow them to have a strike during the school year.
Well, the teachers can't strike right now by law in Wisconsin. So how does that compare, JR?
Well, they want kids in school. They always want kids
right.
in school. They're always trying to change everything for the kids, but when it comes to their benefits or something, they're always going on strike.
Thanks a lot for the call, JR. Yeah, and you had that, some of that in Wausau, too, I believe, where with during Act 10, they bolted. To Tom in Appleton. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know if I have a concern about a health risk to my child and I keep them home because of that, is that going to be counted against them?
Well, yeah, okay, that's a great point. Where do you draw the line? At what point do you say, you know, it's like Chris Conley brought up here, pink eye and strep. At what point then, because here's what they're saying, and Tom, thanks for the call. This is that's really a good point, and I hadn't considered this. You're not supposed, by your own volition, under these policies, you're not supposed to keep your kid home. If you want to do the responsible thing, it's going to be held against your child if you keep them out with lice. So where do you draw the line on that?
What do you mean it's going to be held against the child?
It's going to be an unexcused absence. It's going to be truancy.
Oh, let's see that. No, I will fight that tooth and nail. One of the things I've always found is school systems are afraid of lawyers. Please tell me that I can't keep my child home in that circumstance and that you are going to cause some kind of a punishment for that and see if I don't bring forth lawyers. That's ridiculous.
Okay, quickly before the news, let's get Monica in. Monica from Green Bay, go ahead.
Hi, yes. About 2 years ago, my granddaughter came home with head lice. And when they found out that two people in the classroom had head lice, then they sent out a letter. But the only problem was nobody wanted her at their house because, you know, you get up on the furniture, and it was just an ongoing thing, and you're washing, and you're, you know, I just think, yes, they should be able to notify the classroom, at least send a letter home and say there's somebody with head lice, because, you know, they don't have lockers in grade school. They hang their stuff on the same hooks and easy to spread.
Monica, thanks a lot for the call. That's the thing. It is easy to spread. What they're saying is, well, you know what? It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill your kid. And it's wrong for you to have us take another child out of school. If you want other thoughts on this, we'll catch you after the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, or we're on to other things. It's a bit after 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.